Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
With that, we welcome you out to Frickers and Adrian for the AC All Access Show. An hour earlier than typical, we were supposed to have a high school basketball game tonight at 7. That game has been postponed, but we're going to keep the show right as is. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. Our engineer tonight is Josh Mitchell, back in our downtown Adrian studios. We're here till 7. Frickers is rocking right now. Already got my dinner out of the way. I went with pulled pork sandwich today. Some coleslaw and pickles on that, too. Stacy went with boneless chicken. What do they call it? Just plain?
Yeah.
No sauce on it. Sauce on the side. Get some variety. Maybe you're on a diet. You eat less sauce if you do it that way, I think.
But it was still breaded.
It was still breaded. You know what? These technicalities.
Who's counting, right?
Who's counting? No. We got some student athletes to talk to later on in the show. We're talking men's volleyball here in a little bit. We're also going to talk some women's D2 ACHA hockey and also some men's D1 hockey as well to finish up the show. Some great guests lined up for you. And we're going to kick things off with the Sports Information Department. Mike Prang not here tonight. Pretty rare, honestly, for Prang not to be here. One of his spots, I would say, is Frickers, especially on a Monday night, though. We need the official title, Nolan. Are you assistant?
Yes, the assistant sports information director.
Beautiful. So how many sports in general are you in charge of?
Yeah, it seems like, we got a lot of sports at Adrian. 53 combined total sports, and I am in charge of around 14.
And you know, the unique thing in talking about the department over the years is the work you do for, I'll say, club programs.
Yep.
A lot of times other schools, they don't have that. They just have NCAA, but that's certainly unique with Adrian College.
Yeah, it's one thing that we do well here at Adrian College is, you know, we give love to every single sport here. It doesn't matter if you're football, basketball, baseball, you know, club. We have club volleyball, acrobatics and tumbling. We have club, now we just have club wrestling. So yeah, we're giving those guys and gals, you know, as much attention as possible, and we keep it the same. And like I said earlier, if you're men's hockey, if you're women's hockey, we show the same love all around our club sports.
That's right. Stats, recaps, AdrianBulldogs.com. It's all there. Busy weekend. We're starting to get into crunch time for most NCAA sports. Is positioning time for playoffs, or maybe you're just getting underway in conference play, depending on how the leagues are doing. We want to talk NCAA hockey in just a little bit, but the school went viral, I would say.
Yeah.
Viral-ish the last week or so. Volleyball, the men's team bumped into John Gruden at the airport, and then what do you know? He opens up a box from Adrian College. That's very cool. So we'll get to that in a little bit. Good weekend for the Bulldogs, NCAA on the ice. Men get a sweep at Dubuque. Women get a sweep at home. Just seeing some of the pictures from out there in Iowa, it looked like a very cool arena that they were playing in. Talked with Coach Phillips.
Yeah.
Dubuque shares that rink with other teams. So cool venue and nice to get a couple of wins.
Yeah, they share it with the Dubuque Fighting Saints, which I don't know the terminology, but they're a minor league hockey team, I think juniors team.
Okay.
They have a lot of cool cats out there that play for that team, and you know, some of them go on to pro. So it's a pretty big arena, I would say. It's a pretty good venue to play in, you know, and obviously getting the sweep on UD is always good. And you know, coming from a Loris grad, UD is our rival, so it's always cool to see when, you know, Adrian goes to UD and, you know, does well on the road and also sweeps as well.
Yeah, a little different than last year. Last time Adrian played Dubuque on the men's side, lost in overtime at home. That stung. So they've been waiting almost, if not a complete year, to play those guys again. So had to feel good in that way too.
Yeah, especially with the 5-1 win, and you know, scoring goals at a premium, and obviously not letting them score. I think they scored one goal in the two games. So yeah, that's it's a good statement win on the road.
Yeah, and a good variety of scores, too. You can read those recaps, AdrianBulldogs.com. It's not just one guy for the Bulldogs. It's a committee of guys getting points and getting on the stat sheet. So that's good. And, you know, looking forward for the men's team. They're traveling to St. Norbert this weekend. And what do you know? The Cave's going with them. Of course. You know, gotta love that St. Norbert trip. It's a rivalry. I don't know where the latest coaches poll is going to be. Safe to say it'll be top five when the Bulldogs go up to the Green Bay area.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good game and really good matchups. And, you know, obviously I hope that Adrian comes out on top. And, you know, my pick would be Adrian. But, yeah, so I think it's going to be a very good matchup between both those teams. And I think Adrian, you know, College Hockey gets it done.
All right. On the women's side, I worked the game on Friday when they played Dubuque. And then I was a spectator on Saturday, so saw a couple of nice wins from Coach Davis and the Lady Bulldogs, getting the job done, setting up a big weekend with St. Norbert College coming to town. But, you know, did what they had to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Friday, Paige Parmelo had a fantastic game with a hat trick in that one. And, you know, the ladies were flying around the ice the whole entire game, and you know, they just look like a different team than what we've seen lately, and it looks like they're starting to piece everything together and score goals at a premium. And yeah, it's going to be a really good, you know, matchup with St. Norbert this weekend.
Yeah, and the Bulldogs did not have Emma Simon on the ice this weekend, one of their big time point getters. St. Norbert's kind of in a slide; they've lost a few contests, so they'll be ready to go when they come to the Arrington here this weekend. Other sports going on. I was able to go last Thursday to the Marilat Thursday night. We talked about it on the show, senior night for the men's wrestling team. Result didn't go the way they wanted to, but I talked to Bill Schindel after, and, you know, they're obviously bummed about the loss, but, you know, what they can learn from this. You know, they have a certain number of weeks ready to go, things that they want to accomplish are in front of them, but certainly a difficult way, certainly to lose at home on senior day. You hate to see that.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, give a shout out to Scott Smith, who stepped up at the 185 class. They were down by three going into the, you know, the last bout, and Scott Smith stepped up to the table and, you know, got a decision to win. It was close all match. Shout out to the crowd that was there. It was a very big crowd.
It's a good crowd.
Yeah,
might be the most people I've seen there for a college event.
Yeah, it was a great crowd, and yeah, you know, all the wrestlers did well, but obviously we didn't come out on top. We lost by one to Trine to a, I believe it was the fourth tiebreaker.
Yeah,
so we tied Scott. Yeah, so Scott won his match by decision, and it tied up the match at 20, and then they went to the tiebreakers, and unfortunately we had the short of the stick on that one.
The women's side, they went over to Indiana, Indiana Tech Warrior Open. A couple of first place finishers for that one. We had one of those young ladies on the air recently. Carly Charneski was on the show, and she put on a show this past weekend.
Yeah, you know, she wrestled very well. I think she's coming off kind of a gap year, so she's coming back to the Bulldogs fresh and ready to go. And, you know, she's been a stud all season long and all year. And, yeah, I'm kind of excited to see what she does, you know, in the regional, and kind of working forward as well. And, yeah, lots of good results that we had over the weekend from I think it was the Indiana, the Warrior Invite Open.
Yeah.
And, yeah, a lot of good results coming out of there.
Quickly, we had women's basketball with the week off, or weekend off, I should say. They did play on Wednesday. Confusing loss to St. Mary's, Indiana, but I had extensive talks with Coach Miller on Friday morning, and they'll be ready to go. I'm sure they've had competitive practices. Where are they Wednesday? Do you know off the top of your head, Nolan?
Yes, they are.
Oh, they're home.
They're home, yep.
We have the game on the Cave.
Yeah.
They're playing Alma at home.
Women's is at home versus Alma, and the men are on the road.
Speaking of the guys, Saturday, thought they had them. Went to Albion and nearly took one from the Britons. Darius Welch, another good showing from a team that's suddenly seen production from younger guys too, like Austin Burns and Carson Lutz.
Yeah, as well as, you know, Jeremiah Smith, the transfer coming in. He stepped up very well for them this past couple weeks. And, yeah, I think, you know, Kaiser's going to have those boys ready on Wednesday, so you know, they're going to come back and be ready to go.
Yeah, and that calendar turns over, right? You get these teams a second time.
Yeah.
So you got the film from this year. Get after it the second time around. Well, any other events I've missed or things coming up, Nolan, you want to highlight besides the John Gruden situation?
Let me see here.
Obviously, Wednesday. Night,
yeah, Wednesday
women's basketball.
Usually. I think we have hockey on the hockey at home for Schnorbert. And yeah, that's about it. Unless you want to get into the Gruden.
Yeah, for a little bit. That was a pretty crazy 24, 48 hours for the school to get all that publicity and press for former NFL head coach and current sports commentator John Gruden to bump into the men's volleyball team at the airport.
Right, yeah. So for those at home that don't know, John Gruden has done this, internet sensational kind of viral videos where he opens boxes from, schools from Division I, Division II, Division III, and he always makes a character out of them because that's John Gruden. He's, right. Very charismatic with that. And, yeah, so fortunately, we sent that box in, I believe it was June or July of in the summer. And so we saw the trend kind of going up, and me and Mike Prang kind of were talking about what can we do. And so shout out to all the teams that donated. We had, I think, almost every team donated at least something.
There was a lot.
Yeah, we had a football helmet, hockey jerseys, golf balls, golf tags, random towels, shirts, a basketball jersey that John Gruden put on. We had a couple bucket hats, and yeah, a bunch of other hats and baseball hats as well. And so, yeah, shout out to all the teams that donated and made a very good video. I think it was his longest video that he made.
It was about six or seven minutes. Yeah,
yeah, and he shouted out all of our football guys that did pretty well over this year, and shout out Joe Palka. And yeah, so we made a video on it and went pretty viral, in our opinion. And yeah, we shared it everywhere, and we couldn't be grateful for John Gruden and his, putting Adrian on the map again.
That's right. Big fan of the bass fishing team.
Yeah,
I noticed watching that video.
Big fan.
Big draw. Lured him in,
yeah,
so to speak. That's a great way to end it.
And it's just funny because I think the biggest thing is, get a ticket, and that's what we're doing. So get a ticket, come see Adrian basketball this Wednesday, and, come support the Bulldogs.
Yeah, big opportunity in the MIAA to flip things around for the women's team. If you can't make it out, I'll be there. You can listen right here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Well, with Mike Prang out today, I'd say he did a very nice job.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nolan.
It's my debut, so I think I did okay.
Oh, man, we'll have to save it. Send it to his parents, and his colleagues. Well, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back. We're going to talk some men's volleyball. I saw this guy who's like 6'8" walk in the building. I go, that looks like a volleyball player. We'll talk with him next. You're listening to the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College. This isn't some fairy tale. It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella story.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College. This isn't some fairy tale. It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. Josh Mitchell, our engineer this evening. Stacy Mitchell, our station liaison. Last week, she was my sugar mama because she bought me dinner. I don't know, sales extraordinaire, sales manager, appetizer orderer, table saver, banner putter upper. She does a lot of stuff. I need a lot of help is basically what we're saying. We're an hour early for the AC All Access Show tonight, and we have time to talk some men's volleyball. And I have with me Sam Landers. He is a junior from Hawaii. I'm not even going to try to pronounce your town name.
That's all right.
Can you give me a pronunciation?
Yeah, Waikoloa. That's the name of the town that I'm from.
All right. And I've talked to your coach, Soto, about this. Like, how and why Hawaii? You know, like, how do you decide to leave Hawaii to come to and looks out window? Whatever that is outside. We were talking off air. You don't mind it.
No. I definitely wanted a change of scenery, so coming out here was nothing that I was complaining for. I love the snow. It's been real fun the last 3 years. Coming to Hawaii, I mean, we've got a lot of men's volleyball players back home, so it's kind of just this really untapped pool of players that a lot of college coaches are, you know, starting to find now. And so, you know, every year it seems like there's more and more guys getting off the islands basically and coming over here to play volleyball somewhere.
Correct me if I'm wrong, there's just University of Hawaii on the islands, right? It's D1 too, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
not many options outside of that athletically.
Right, that's for sure. There's definitely a couple smaller schools that we have.
Okay.
But yeah, when it comes to the D1 program, that's the only one, but there's so many more opportunities out here that a lot of people just don't really have the chance to go see.
So, Sam, looking at your numbers, you're the kills guy. I mean, you know, maybe Saturday wasn't the best against Dominican, but you got North Park, you had 19. Against River, you had 10. Curry, 18. LaSalle, you had 17. So pretty active, I'd say. What side of the net do you favor? Or where does coach put you, I should say?
Well, I play on the outside. Kind of a position switch for me. Last year I played a bit of a smaller role playing on the right side. Still as a pin hitter, it's not a whole lot different, but it just means more volume, as you said. I'm trying to be that kills guy. I love having the ball come over to my side of the net, so just having the chance to put the ball away and earn the team a point is always something I want to do.
Sam, it helps that you're 6'7".
Definitely, yeah. Can't complain.
No, not at all. Whenever I talk to volleyball players or even Coach Soto, the communication still boggles me, how you guys in a match can communicate what to do or what you want to do or what specific play you're going to run. Mm-hmm. Do you need to just take care of that before the serve, or how do you?
There's definitely a lot that goes into it, even before the ball, like the whistle's blown. Like, we know what we're thinking, or we're looking on the other side of the net, who's our best matchup. Just trying to understand our opponent and what we can use to our advantage. That's definitely the first look. And outside of that, just trying to score on opportunities. I mean, communication's very important, and practicing every day definitely helps hammer that down and get used to each other and know what we're thinking.
And Sam, I feel like whenever I'm working a basketball game that starts at 7, you guys are in the gym at about 9:30, uh-huh, ready for practice.
Yep.
You gotta love the late night life, right? Sometimes.
Sometimes you can't beat it. Sometimes, I mean, definitely waking up for those classes in the morning is not easy. But hey, if that's our time to get in the gym, then we'll make best opportunity of what we got.
Would you say the team is more of a veteran squad or kind of a younger group this year?
I'd definitely say we got a younger guy. My junior class, probably, I think it's the biggest class that we have. It's a pretty small senior class that we have, and especially we've got some younger guys playing this year too. So it's real exciting, you know, feeling like we got a lot of energy, just real young team. And so it's fun, new feel to the team.
Are you finding guys looking... That's going to sound punny. Looking up to you for leadership. A lot of people look up to him because he's tall. Stacey, you got that?
Well, not much my team. We got some pretty tall guys, you know. But
So who else? We'll get to leadership in a second. Who else is in that 6'5 and above category?
We've got about three other guys who are either 6'6 or 6'7. I still think I nudge them out, so taller than everybody else, but... When we all stand together, we just, you know, it's nice to be in the same crowd, and then we just tower over everybody else.
That's right. What about wingspan?
Oh, I don't, couldn't
you
tell you on anything
measure
about that.
Yeah. But Sam, looking up to you in a leadership sense now, even though you're a junior, get a lot of court time, obviously guys are setting you up quite often. How have you approached that this season?
Honestly, I'm not entirely sure how the rest of my team, you know, really looks up at me, but I definitely put a lot of pressure on myself to, you know, be a leader on the court and just make sure that as long as I can take care of, you know, my responsibilities and be someone that everyone else can look forward to and, you know, look up to, then, you know, I'm playing my role.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Talked to Nolan about this. We mentioned your team two or three times, and you've kind of gone viral in the last week or so, bumping into John Gruden at the airport.
Crazy coincidence.
Yeah, I have to ask, because I brought this up to other students when it happened. They didn't know who John Gruden was.
Really?
Yes. Now, they were young ladies, hockey players, so maybe there's just the sport and the all that, but did you guys recognize him right away, or how'd that go?
Well, we've definitely got a couple guys on the team who are big football like fans, and you know, I love football too, so I've recognized him, but there's a couple guys that even went up to him, and definitely a few people on the team who had no idea who he was until then. But yeah, it was really cool, and he was a really nice guy, just super interested about the program, and you know, he talked very well, and you know, it was really nice to run into him, honestly.
Yeah. Did he have, like, a whole crew with him? Was it, like, an entourage of people with him? Like, hey, you okay if we film you? Or did it just happen organically?
No, and that's why, I mean, it was kind of just, like, unexpected. Like, just looked up, and it's like, oh, there's John Gruden. And, like, he's just got, like, an assistant or somebody with him. And it was just those two. He had a camera, just, you know, oh. Ran into some people, so let me pull my phone out and start taking a video, and that's basically how that happened.
And very cool exposure for the team and the school.
Absolutely. It's a really, really awesome opportunity, and I mean, just getting the name out there is great for the program and great for Adrian itself too. It's cool.
Back to the court, Sam. Record's not what you guys want, obviously, overall, but you've scheduled some tough competition. The reason you were at the airport, you went out to Boston to play some good competition out there. Mm-hmm. Up until Saturday, you had at least one set in every match, but
yeah,
you did get a win over North Park. Unfortunately, lost 3-0 to Dominican University. Number one, a lot of travel. How's that been? And number two, just, you know, can you speak to the results?
I mean, I'm definitely one used to the travel, I'll be telling you that. But it's been fun. You know, always great to be able to travel with the team and spend as much time with everybody. And, you know, when it comes to this record, we're always looking to schedule difficult teams at the beginning of the season, just really try and see how our competition is, how we perform under that pressure. That way, when we get to our conference matches, I mean, we've got one coming up in 2 weeks, but that way we're ready and we know what we got to deal with, because they're not, maybe not all going to be as good as the teams we face, but we know that we can fight and we can be at that level. We just got to keep that pace.
Yeah, I think it does help that you know your conference is difficult and that, okay, this is why we're doing this. We could find schools that we can beat. You know, we can build that. We can build in a schedule win, but we'd rather go up against some of the better teams,
Absolutely. Get
some good film on ourselves, and learn from it.
I'd much rather, you know, get a loss to a good team and learn that how we can win that, rather than get a win against a team that, you know, was kind of an easy one. You know, just being able to learn from our mistakes, that's what really is going to make us a better team right there.
Talking men's volleyball at AC with Sam Landers, just a junior, so he's going to grow. He's got one more year to keep things going. But talk about your line mates. I'm going to use the term line mates. You're obviously up front of the net.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy dishing out the ball, and then who's the guy on the other side typically?
Yeah, so Andrew, he's our setter. He's kind of like our quarterback of the team. You know, he's been great, taking a bigger role, similar to what he had last year, but, you know, just also a junior like me, it's been a bigger role for him, and he's stepped up. We've got about sometimes one or two seniors on the floor with us at all times, so it's always good to really have that level of experience that we have. Our middle, Carson Bell, he's just a phenomenal player, and so, you know, we try and get him the ball any opportunity we can.
Yeah.
And as for the rest of the guys, you know, we've got another junior in my class, and then we've got some young players in, two sophomores, and then a freshman who kind of gets in there once in a while too. And so they've been stepping up, making plays, and it's been a lot of fun. Very competitive games, and, you know, as I said, we've been competing. We just got to be able to stay on that pace right there.
That's right. One more question for you, Sam. When you finally get to play at home.
Yes.
Saturday, 7 o'clock, Concordia University, Chicago. Then you hit the road again. But it'll be nice to finally play a game in your home gym.
Yeah, for sure. We love playing in our gym because, I mean, we have such high ceilings. One struggle we had this
weekend.
Literally high ceilings, yes.
Wow.
One struggle we had this weekend at the two gyms was the ceilings were real low, so we're trying to pass a ball real high, and it's hitting the ceiling, and, you know, difficult to play off of that. And so just this much more room really opens it up for us and, you know, hopefully gives us more opportunities.
So they don't stop play?
Absolutely not. No, we're chasing down balls when it's hitting rafters and bouncing all over the place.
That's interesting. I didn't realize. Because whenever I call a game, it's at the Marilat,
mm-hmm.
So we've never really dealt with that.
Because it's quite a large building.
It's a tall place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people should go check out this team, a young but a tall and talented Bulldog squad. That's Saturday the 31st, 7 p.m., Bulldogs taking on Concordia University of Chicago. I've been talking with Sam Landers, a junior, with the Bulldogs. Appreciate the time. This year, it's a return visit for you.
Yes.
So maybe we'll get you on throughout the season. And if not, we'll get you on for your senior year.
For sure. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you, Sam. All right, we're going to take a break. We got hockey player or players ready to go with the women's D2 squad. We'll be back with more of the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College. This isn't some fairy tale. It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College. This isn't some fairy tale. It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Right back on the AC All Access Show. We're an hour early today. We were supposed to have a high school basketball game at 7. The weather decided not to cooperate, but we're still doing the show early. Josh Mitchell is our engineer tonight. My name is Ian Wendt, your host. We have Anna with ACTV. Not behind the camera right now, but when you see the stuff go on social media, it's her doing that stuff. We're talking women's D2 hockey at AC. And we have Morgan McCarrigan on right now, sophomore from Brantford, Ontario. Thanks for getting on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Don't think about your teammates watching you and filming you or whatever they're doing. I got to ask, what brought you to Adrian College from the Great White North?
Growing up, I never really thought about, continuing to play, college hockey. And then my senior year, I guess, my AA team from Hamilton came here and we did an exhibition game against Adrian. And I just really, love the campus and kind of the atmosphere. And I don't know, it just seemed, really exciting to be a Bulldog here. So I was really looking into that as an option.
You were sold.
I was.
what position do you play?
I play defense.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see you had a goal the other night. Offensive-minded defense, or how would you say?
I would say growing up, I've always been more of an at-home defense. I'm very cautious in our D zone, but with such a short bench this year, our defense kind of had to step up and have a forward-minded ideal on the ice. So definitely more offensive this year, and just trying to help our team out.
You mentioned a shorter bench.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen some games, and I've worked at some games where your bench may be short, but the other team is quite lacking.
Yeah.
That just kind of shows the support for programs, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it was Illinois maybe you guys played first semester, and they had maybe 8 skaters. And I was like, oh, man, that's going to be a tough night for those girls, and they did a nice job. And we ended up getting the win in that, but just coming to Adrian on the ACHA team and to get the support that you do get from the school, because it is different than in other places, I'm sure.
Yeah, it definitely helps our team out, having the access to always the equipment room and being able to get as much time on the ice as we can, considering we have such a short bench. So we got to stay in shape somehow to keep up through all the periods. But we definitely do our best that we can with the short bench.
In learning the sport, travel is a big thing. I mean, I bet when you were younger, you had a lot of travel up there to get to where you needed to be. But to have a rink on campus it is something you try not to take for granted, right?
Yeah, it's really nice. That was also definitely a big thing, me deciding to come here. Just because being, like, so far from home, like, your parents definitely want you to have, like, a safe way to get to the rink every day. So having it on campus is definitely really ideal.
So let's talk about the most recent weekend that was. You got one game in the mix. So you went to the University of Notre Dame, got a win 11-1. First game back of the second semester. Got to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, it was really great to finally get a win. I think the break really helped us, considering, like, we're always, like having to put more extra work in since we have such, like, limited players. But we all definitely gave it our hardest last night, and it was definitely a team effort.
Yeah, and might get that other game scheduled in here in the near future. Yeah. Kind of looking at you play defense, have you kind of had the same D partner all season, or has that kind of been a fluid situation?
Yeah, I play with Aubrey Morrison, my D partner. We've basically been playing since probably like halfway through last year as well. So we definitely work really well together, and we kind of like are able to like adapt in certain situations just because we mesh so well. So I've really enjoyed like having her as a D partner here.
Well, very good. Coming up this weekend, Friday and then Sunday, you're at Lawrence Tech, and then you host Lawrence Tech. Any early thoughts on that game?
Just to get another win. I think all of our mindsets have kind of changed since coming back into the idea that, like, we're here for a reason and, like, not to take advantage of that. So definitely, like, just giving our all every time we step onto the ice is a big thing for our team.
Well said. Well, I know you were expecting your teammates to be on there with you, so I appreciate you doing the solo. I didn't know I needed a third headset.
So, it's okay.
We're going to take a break. We will be back with your teammate, but this has been Morgan McCarrigan with the Adrian College Women's D2 Hockey Team. Thanks for taking the time, and go enjoy yourself.
Thanks for having me.
Great place to do it, right here at Frickers. We'll step aside. We'll be back. We're talking more Bulldog hockey here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
They call us a Cinderella story.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College. This isn't some fairy tale. It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Right back here, the AC All Access show on a Monday night in Adrian at Frickers. An hour early, but that's okay. We're talking more women's D2 hockey at Adrian College. We're going to go in goal with Shaylee Ridenour. Close enough?
Ridenour, yep.
Ridenour, close. Sophomore, Miles City, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Tell me how you found your way from Montana to this also beautiful weather here in Adrian.
Yeah, so when I was looking at where I wanted to go to school, we were looking at Jamestown, North Dakota, and they played Adrian D1, and my dad looked into it, and I signed up for the prospect camp, and we came all the way out here, and our 22-hour drive, and stayed here, and fell in love with Adrian and the hockey program that they provided, so yeah.
Your dad just dropped you off, and then he went back alone. I'm just kidding. That's not how it happened. So AC went to Montana to play the game? Or?
No. So North Dakota is like six, where Jamestown's is like 6 hours away from us. And so my sister went to that school. And okay. So we knew of the program through there. Yeah.
Wow. Who knows, right? That's why I ask these seemingly simple questions. Mm-hmm. But they give you cool answers. That's a unique one. And so your sophomore year, you liked it so much, you stuck around for a second year.
Yeah.
What kind of high school or youth hockey is there out there? Is it kind of a big scene, or do you have to do a lot of travel?
No, there's a lot of travel. The closest that I, till we moved to Wyoming, the closest that I had was 3 hours away. And then our longest was probably like 8 or 9 hours, so across the whole state of Montana.
Yeah. So I bet having a rink on campus feels like nothing.
Yeah, we actually, back home, we skate in a 4-H barn. We share the building with the 4-H program and the FFA program, and we share it with them, and we get them in the winter, and they get it in the summer, so it's an equal share.
That's another interesting story. Do they make you shovel it out before you put in all the ice equipment?
No.
It's all clean for you?
Yeah, it's all clean for us.
That's nice. That's good, at least.
Yeah.
Coming to Adrian, of course, you are a student and an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an idea of what you're trying to study? I know you're a sophomore. And
Yeah, I want to go into either elementary ed or physical education. I'm very passionate about the classroom and want to give back to the children.
Nice.
So
that was one of my paths I wanted to take. Couldn't pass a certain math class, so didn't work out, and here we are. So let's talk about on the ice, being a goalie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a unique position on the ice. I'd say mm-hmm. hockey goalies and football kickers I put in the same category. I'm not going to say you're weird, but you're different.
Yeah.
You're built different. You
I
like
agree.
Getting hit with hard rubber pucks, and they're trying to get it past you.
Mm-hmm.
When did you know, like, I'm going to be a goalie?
So I have five brothers back home, and the one right below me, he wanted to try goalie, as like you all shuffle the kids through a goalie, and he just didn't do the job right, and so I was like, no, I'm gonna play, like I'm just gonna take it, and I fell in love with it from there, and I just could be able to see the ice so much better than playing player, so yeah.
Well, there you go. This season so far, I'll say a much better start to the second semester.
Yeah, it's a great start.
Yeah. You did find some wins in first semester,
mm-hmm.
But you're trying to stack some together. Nice, convincing win the other night against Notre Dame. What's it like to go down there? I haven't been there. I don't know what the barn is like. Is it like the one you would see on TV?
Yeah, it's very yeah. beautiful,
yeah.
I'd say.
What's it like to play in that kind of backdrop?
Sadly, we didn't get to play on it Friday night or Saturday night. Their D1 team was playing.
Oh, they had a game.
Okay. But seeing it still is just an awe. You're in awe. And I bet you that playing on the ice is the same awe that you would have just looking at it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. Going forward, you got a couple games this weekend. Lawrence Tech on the road Friday, and then Sunday afternoon back here at the Arrington. Your thoughts on that initially. Is that a conference game?
Not
sure. I think it is.
I believe so.
Yeah, so a chance to get a couple of big wins.
Yeah, this is going to be a really good opportunity for our team to keep a fighting chance in and to get into playoffs again. So I'm really excited to see what we can do and what we can pull off this weekend.
Okay, well, I'm running over time. It's nice to get you on the air, talk to your teammate as
yep.
well. We got more hockey to talk, but Chaley, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for hanging out at Frickers. Thanks for bringing this weather from Montana. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. We're just talking more hockey today. We're going cold sports. We're feeling cold today. We're feeling a little chilly. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some men's D1 hockey right after these words from Frickers and Adrian College right here on the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
They call us a Cinderella store.
The little college that could.
We are Adrian College.
From the ground up, we continue to build programs, facilities, and academics.
We mold champions and initiate drive.
We are creative, innovative, demanding, and determined.
We didn't start from the bottom. We lead from the top.
We are Adrian College. This isn't some fairy tale. It's the beginning of a story.
It's not just 4 years of your life. It's the foundation of your inspiration.
The roots of your future.
We are Adrian College.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. We have Josh Mitchell, our engineer, tonight. We have Anna with ACTV. She was at the camera, just stepped away. It's fine. You'll see some clips on social media. You'll get to check out this guy's mustache. We have Cyrus Toth with me with the men's D1 team. They can't see it on radio, Stacey. I have to. It's a classic handlebar.
Yeah, that's what I would call it then, yeah.
Quite simple. I will tell you that's not what you look like in your website picture. So when did that start?
No, yeah, we have to shave our face for our team pictures every year. I think it's a school policy. But so every year I kind of restart around August. And then I think every year I've been here, it's been growing.
It's doing one of those things.
Yeah.
All right. You're a defenseman.
Yep.
Senior this year.
Yeah, that's right.
All 4 years at AC?
Yeah, that's right.
What brought you here from Edmonton, Alberta? You played for, Northern Manitoba Blizzard. That just sounds like a cold place.
Yeah, it's actually, it was the OCN Blizzard when I played there, so the Apaskwayak Cree Nation. It was, the rink was on a reserve there in Northern Manitoba. So yeah, it was pretty cold.
We
wouldn't have school canceled for this snowstorm, that's for sure.
Absolutely not. A little tougher up there.
It was, I was from Edmonton originally. Then I played junior hockey in Manitoba there. And then, just got the call from Doug, one of the coaches here, and kind of doing some research on the school. I never really was a part of, a winning culture necessarily, a team that's built on winning as a history of winning. So that's kind of what drew me to come to Adrian College, was just the record that they had and just the success that they've proven themselves to have.
Yeah, I mean, a program that's kind of a shoe-in to be at the national tournament and to be playing late into that too a big-time draw for you. And then you step into that, you're wearing the sweater and it's like, whoa.
Yeah,
there's expectation
sure.
here, right? Not just to get into school and into the program, but I gotta earn this ice time.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was my first year. I know I didn't play all the games in the beginning of the season. I was scratched a lot, but I kind of knew my role, and I know that one of our mottos with the team is we too deep, or like we have too much depth. So not every player is going to be in every night, but every player deserves to be in. And it's just about working as hard as you can, even when you're not in the lineup.
Speaking of lineup, Cyrus, who's kind of been your defense partner this season? I'm sure you've had many in your Bulldog career.
Yeah, this year is I've been playing with Griffin Zaski. He's a big bugger, and he's scary out there for sure. And I'm
glad he makes you look short.
You're right.
I'm glad
he's on my team, and he definitely does. He does enough talking for the both of us out there. I don't need to say much. I think everyone's kind of scared of him, and I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, big kid. Certainly
big kid,
talented.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you guys have the same kind of style, or what would you say your game is like?
Yeah, I think so. I think me and Zasky are pretty similar. We have some really offensively talented defensemen on our team, and I think I'm more defensive. Not to say that those guys are bad defensively. I think they're also amazing defensively, but I kind of focus my game more defensively. I mean, I don't get a lot of points, and I kind of do my thing by preventing goals as much as I can.
Sure.
And just being a positive voice on the bench, I guess.
Yeah, looking at the roster this year, you've kind of gone through a goaltending change, right, from last year. You had a guy that's been in net almost his whole Bulldog career. What's it been like with a new guy between the pipes?
Yeah, it's been phenomenal.
Well, I mean, Traska was there last year.
He was here last year,
yeah,
but
yeah,
no, but you're right in saying DeCotney's was our guy, and he got us the win in 2024, I would say, stole it for us, and he was really amazing. But I think that Traska and Dylan Eliasson, our other new goalie, they've been kind of playing, mixing games back and forth, and I think they've both stepped up tremendously. I mean, I'm super impressed with Peyton. I think he takes a lot of pride in his game and who he is as a person, and even last year and the years before, like I could really tell he was trying to learn a lot from Deco and really grow himself as a leader in the room, apart from just saving pucks, which he's also doing amazingly well.
That's right, and you know, a goalie is only as good as the defense in front of him.
That's what the defense
right?
like to say.
That's
for
what
sure.
you like to
yeah.
say, and you know, you hear, "Oh, that goalie was left out to dry." Oh, you know, there was
yeah.
no one there, nothing he could do. So you want to try to avoid those situations,
yeah, for sure.
don't you?
Yeah, for sure.
And it takes all five guys to
yeah.
take care of your defensive zone.
Yeah.
How's that been this year? I know you guys are used to scoring a ton of goals.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
playing a lot of defense, which is
yeah.
the ideal defense is to play
yeah.
offense. But once you're in that zone. How's that been feeling for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's feeling really good. You know, I think we didn't get a lot of new guys this year. Like, we kind of have an older group, but those younger guys that have joined us have really bought in, and I think they're really dialed in on our systems, and I think our defensive zone is really a key part of our game. I would say our forecheck and our defensive zone are really key parts of our game.
Going from D to forward, you get to go up against some of the best in the country in your practices. What's that like, Cyrus, to go up against some of these guys that have been regulars on the show before? They've had nice things to say about you, but
yeah,
I'm sure it's a battle some days.
It's definitely a battle. I mean, I'm sure it might not look like we're the best of friends while we're battling out there sometimes, but we definitely are. And, yeah, like you said, I get to practice against the best players in the country, in my opinion, in our league every single day. And I think that's what we all try to remind ourselves is that we push ourselves so hard in practice, and we're so good within ourselves that the game should be easy. It should feel easy in the game because we push ourselves so hard in practice.
So the season this year, 25-2, 8-2 in conference. The first two losses in the new Great Lakes Six. You weren't going to go undefeated forever in the league. So you are coming off a loss. So kind of, I'll say, rare for the program. Gary's not used to losing a lot of games, and I know you guys on the bench aren't either. What's that been like? I mean, you got a loss to a rival in Ohio, Niagara, and Hope Calvin.
Yeah,
A couple of splits
yeah,
there. So
I think that's kind of been our curse this year, is just the splitting weekends. And it's always been a motto of ours in the past is being a second-day team, and I think we really need to start buying in on it. I mean, obviously we want to win every single game, but yeah, these are tough games, and especially these conference games, they matter so much, and you only get so many. I mean, that's the first time I think this program's lost to Calvin in Gary's 10 years, which is obviously we're not happy to see. But the league's getting better. The whole league's getting better. Our schedule's getting tougher. Relative, if you look compared to when I first got here to our schedule this year, way more ranked games. So there's that to be said. But also, yeah, we should win every night. That's our motto.
Yeah, and I don't mean to gloss over 20 wins.
No, for sure. But that's this culture.
And I know the program. Yeah, for sure. I've talked to Gary a few times and you guys, and you know, I feel like on a different level, I know what's acceptable and what's not. When I see scores that don't have Adrian with a higher number, I think.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be like that. Yeah, we're not used to seeing that.
I would think most guys, I think I'm this way, you hate to lose more than you love to win. Like, the losses hurt two times as much as the wins. So, you're just playing for that and playing to uphold this culture that we have of a winning culture.
Yeah. Cyrus, a chance to go on the road. Boy, this Adrian Liberty thing is something, isn't it?
Oh, it's kind of special. I mean, you know, you only get a certain amount of time here. You get a short time. It's 4 years, but it goes by quick. And those games are always so special. When they come here, it's a great battle, and our fans always show out. And going there is fun. I mean, they're not cheering for us there, but it feels pretty good to shut 3,000 people up when you score a big goal there. And last year we didn't get the result we wanted going into Liberty. So I think this year we're really focused, and we've really kind of looked at this weekend under a microscope and focused on what we can do to win this weekend.
Is that a good estimate for how many people go to those games?
Yeah,
I'm
probably overestimating out there.
more than the Arrington can hold.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, and it's pretty cool. I mean, their games are streamed on ESPN, and so it's pretty neat. They have a very cool setup there, and it's always fun to play there.
All right. Again, that's this weekend. That's Friday at 7, Saturday at 1. That is, as Cyrus said, ESPN Plus. The Bulldogs taking on Liberty University. They don't have the ranking next to them. I assume they're ranked. Right?
Yeah, I think they are. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure they're top.
If not close.
Yes, sir.
All right. Check them out. AdrianBulldogs.com to learn more about the men's D1 program. Cyrus, best of luck going forward. It's been nice to meet you and talk some Bulldog hockey with you. And I always tell coaches and players, best of luck, even though I know you don't need it. But we'll give it to you anyway.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Right, absolutely. Once again, with the men's D1 ice hockey program, defenseman Cyrus Toth. You can check out him with his mustache at home games. It's not going to be on the website. You'll just have to take my word for it. We are all out of time for today, thanks to Nolan Devries with the Athletic Sports Information Department, and for everyone being flexible. We were supposed to have a high school basketball game tonight at 7. They canceled it today, so I didn't want to move the show forward and move it back, so we just did the show at 6. Thanks to Josh Mitchell for accommodating that. Thanks to Anna. I don't remember your last name. She says it's okay. That's a weird last name, but we'll go with it. Thanks to my guest for being on the show today, Stacy Mitchell, for dinner. Stopping out to Frickers and Adrian. It's the place to be. Monday night, it's boneless wings. Bone-in wings on Tuesday. Sirloin steak Wednesday. Chicken chunks on Thursday. Lunch specials, 11 to 2. These athletes can have it off-season. Don't have it during the season. But with that, we'll say goodnight for now. We'll be back next week on the ACL Access Show. Same place, different time. We'll be back at 7 o'clock next Monday. I'm Ian Wendt for 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at AdrianBulldogs.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Wednesday at 7 and Saturday at 3, bring the family to watch men's basketball. The men's wrestling meet starts at 10 a.m. Saturday, and women's D2 hockey plays Sunday at 1.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243 AD Adrian 96.5 The Cave.